Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
For you.
Oh, I bet. Amazing way.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Ruth King back on the show. Ruth is coming up on 10 years. As a member of our Brain Trust, and boy, howdy, have we learned some stuff from her over the years. She's the CEO of Profitability Channel, and that's not even all the stuff that she does. The author of The Ugly Truth About Small Business and many other books. Ruth King, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. It's glad to be back. I can't believe it's almost 10 years.
I know, and you're going to be so excited when you get our 10-year gift.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
It's an email.
Okay, cool. Well, it's funny because more often than not, I treasure things that people write to me.
Right.
Rather than necessarily.
Well, then you're gonna love this. Hey, so Profitability Revolution too, right?
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
So
and it's doing really, really well. Yeah. This is Small Business Week.
Right.
And so we had a whole series of special programming, which ends today. Our Women's Business Show debuts today at 1:30 Eastern Time with Paula Washington as the host, who's very dynamic, started out in the corporate world and moved into entrepreneurship and had a rude awakening in the beginning, like most of them do.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, you know what? Profitability is one of those things that you really don't know whether you have any or not. If you're not taking up care of the financial management part of your business.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we think about it. You and I both know how to read, and all of your listeners know how to read, right? Okay.
Yep.
Can you remember back when you were 2, 3, 4, whenever it was, and your mother was teaching you how to read?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, if you were like me, and we're both of the same age, but my mom wouldn't let me go outside. She wouldn't let me go play. I mean, we didn't have TV per se back then. But, we had all the other things of, like, not going to bed without your dinner, all those sort of things that we had back then.
They call that child abuse today. All that discipline stuff, they call it child abuse today.
Well, anyway, I mean, you had to learn to read because your mom made you.
Yeah.
And so, once you learn to read, it was like this whole new world opens up.
I remember being a little 7 or 8 year old reading the newspaper, laying the newspaper down the floor and reading it.
Yeah, absolutely. I used to read the encyclopedia. But anyway, my point is this, the thing with financial statements, it's like learning to read. It absolutely is. First time it's difficult, the second time it's
intimidating.
A little easier.
It's intimidating.
Yeah. And we don't have our mothers going, you gotta do this, you gotta do this, do it. But, other than the fact that we have our customers who wanna get paid, we have our employees who wanna get paid, our vendors who want to get paid, our employees want to pay, we want our customers to pay us. And until somebody really gets in trouble is the first time they really say, I got to do this.
If you've ever seen the movie Beautiful Mind.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Remember when he would look at the wall and have all these big pieces of information, and it would show his view, letters were popping out all over the wall, showing, and they were popping out at him till finally, in his mind, they aligned into something that made sense.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But only he saw that, right?
Yeah. Yep.
When you look at a financial statement the first time, it looks like all the stuff on that wall. Once you learn how to read them and you understand how they operate, how they connect to each other, relate to each other, when you look at it, you don't see all the stuff. You see what makes sense.
And and most small business owners rely on their profit and loss statement because they don't get a balance sheet. And as a result, I mean, they're actually, in my opinion, relying on the least important financial statement.
Yeah.
I mean, cash flow analysis, balance sheet, then P&L.
Yeah.
because the balance sheet tells you whether you have true profitability, and everybody's going like, what are you, crazy? But it does. It really and truly does. If you look, you know, you've got current assets, which are things that are cash or turned into cash, and you divide that by current liabilities, which are things that have to be paid within a year, by the two numbers, and then see what that trend is. And if the trend is going up, most of the time it's showing that you're more profitable. If it's
I'm going to disagree with one thing. I'm not going to say one's more. I'm not going to say the balance sheet is more important than the operating statement because I mean I think it's not either or. It's both. Then I think they come as a match as a pair, and I think you need to get your financial statement and your operating statement and your RP&L and your balance sheet. I think you need to get that from your accounting activity or person or accountant, and you need to get your cash management document from yourself.
Okay, we'll have a
let's talk about that.
When
we come back, folks. But about one thing, one thing that we don't disagree on, Ruth and I, and that is that you got to have these documents if you're going to be successful, if you're going to sustain success.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.